heavy track today.
Yeah, not vibing risky lettuce. Getting sinker vibes.
I don't know. Says on the Tab app she's firming.
Don't just vibe it. Get expert tips in Tab's new race feed. Tab. We're on.
What are you really gambling with?
But let's get cracking with the Friday form ahead of Ballarat Cup Day tomorrow and welcome in the remainder of the Dream Team. One of those is Mark Hunter, who joins us on the line. Morning to you, Mark. How are you?
Morning, Matty. Good, thank you. Morning, boys.
Looking forward to Ballarat Cup Day tomorrow. We'll get the important track conditions off the hour shortly and then get your thoughts on how it might transpire there tomorrow afternoon. Don Harley's also here from the Tab before he flies to Sydney. He's a busy man. Morning to you, Don.
Morning, Matty. Great to be here.
Yes, are you looking forward to your weekend up there north of the border?
I am. We've got the $2 million Ingham up there at Randwick, so very much looking forward to that. There had to be a catch for the reason that my colleague Ben Way was pulling out. The Christmas party is, of course, tonight, so Ben wants to go to that. And it's also, it's going to be about 40 degrees there in Sydney, so suited up in the sun might be a little bit tricky. But very much looking forward to what should be a cracking weekend of racing, not just up there, but, of course, at Ballarat as well.
Yeah, Group 1 racing over there in the west as well, so lots to look forward to. The Owl, what are the track conditions at this stage anyway for Ballarat tomorrow?
So at this stage, we're on a good four. The rail's out two from the 400 of the winning post and then true the remainder. So keep an eye on the track conditions because there is plenty of rain tipped between now and Cup Day tomorrow, both in Victoria and in Ballarat.
Yes.
In Victoria. Ballarat is in Victoria. What it I meant is. To say is in yeah. Melbourne and Ballarat.
Yes, correct. Got there in the end, John Lamb. I'll tell you what, when I read the Herald Sun this morning, I don't know if I've seen goalposts as wide as this. It said 3 to 30 mils in the article around the Ballarat Cup. So, Mark, I would imagine that makes it a little bit difficult trying to work out what you do with the form tomorrow at Ballarat on Cup Day.
I've gone for a wet track, Matty. I've gone for a soft seven at least. I'll go with Jane Bunn. She said 10 to 35, so that's some rain today, 10 to 35 tomorrow. A bit like last year. Just got wetter and wetter during the day, late scratchings during the day, and I've gone for a soft seven at least. If it's dry in the morning, I'll have to reassess.
All right, so we're working off a soft seven, and look, it is Ballarat Cup Day, so A, that probably means it will rain, and B, when they are predicting rain in Ballarat, it's probably the most likely place for them to get it right. So I reckon there's some sort of certainty that we'd be on a track with some give in the ground. So let's get cracking on the quaddie legs. This is how we do it. First-time players go through the quaddie legs, get the best bet on the program, which is the Dino, it's part of the Dino formula bet, and then the Rama Ruffy as well. So race 7, it's the Magic Millions Ballarat 3 and 4-year-old classic over the 1,100 metres. What does the market look like here, Donald?
Well, we've got a very well-supported favourite, A Little Deep. Currently, the best back to cross the entire card at Ballarat. A Little Deep was put up $4.60 with us, is now $2.70. It is 10 times better backed than the next best backed runner, which is a title that belongs to Spicy Margs on the second line of betting, who's 6 into 5.50. The other couple worth mentioning here are Zoo Sensation, showing a little easy. It's 10 out to 14, but it's third most popular. And then if you're looking to play it something longer than that, the best back to far as those at double figures is Zabilist, who's a $14 chance. So best back here, A Little Deep.
All righty, Mark. Quite a few of these horses actually quite early on in their campaigns as they probably look to head up to Queensland. What do you like here in race 7?
I like A Little Deep. It ran second in this race last year on a heavy track. It drew in that day and Direct got it down the outside fence late. Little Deep's had a spell from November to October. It won first up at Maui, sitting wide on a day where it was a big advantage to be near the fence. It was a terrific win. It's had some time between runs since then. It's been back to the trials, given a trial on heavy ground recently and not knocked about. Trouble here is you've got $2.70, which if you want to take that and you get scratchings during the day, you end up taking red figures. So you've got to be very careful taking short odds about horses here tomorrow. But I think A Little Deep is the one to beat. I think the danger is the stablemate number 3, Baroque Road, who resumes. It looks to be going well coming into this campaign. It's handled the whip before and going to be strong at 1,100 metres. And I'll put one more in, number 6, Barry Bubbly, who's really consistent, placed on heavy ground, and just never runs badly. It's back in form last time, never runs badly. It's in the mix also. So 8, the one to beat A Little Deep. Just the odds you'll take by race time might be your query, 8, 3 and 6.
All right, so going skinny here in the first, 8, 3 and 6. Maybe one or two that I wouldn't mind asking you about here, Mark. VC, this horse I remember, I think it won really well on debut and might have even been favourite for a blue diamond at the start of the year. What's been the issue with VC since then?
Wet ground it won't run on wet ground. It looked like a good horse on debut, but the format of that race didn't work out. Didn't measure up, and if it gets to a wet track, maybe it won't run.
All right. What about Spicy Margs, who's in the market around $6, drawn one?
Fast little thing. By this day last year, the inside was cast, which may well be the same case again. Went round in a heavy track trial and won the trial recently, but I'm not sure how well it was going through the ground. The back end of 1,100 metres for a horse like Spicy Margs would be the query, but it's going to give you a sight for a long way.
All right. Al, just recap those numbers in the first leg of the quaddy.
Yeah, I think Prez just meant, did we get the all up last week, the formula bet, Mark?
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did.
Ah, well done.
Very. We should have mentioned that right off the top. That's the most important thing of the day.
8-3-6. 8-3-6 in the first leg on Cup Day at Ballarat.
8-3-6 in the first leg. Second leg of the quaddie is the Sports Bet Ballarat Cup over the 2,000 metres. It's worth $500,000 in prize money. Interesting race, particularly around who may or may not run and what the market does here, Don. But what's it doing so far anyway over the last couple of days?
Well, you mentioned that query. Ain't no deal done. There's, well, potentially a chance it comes out, depending on the weather. $4.88 to $5. Limited interest for that reason with TAB customers. Foxy Cleopatra, clearly the best backed. Had been as much as $6.50 in the early trade, now into $5. Young Verda on the second line of betting. It two trims up, $6 into $5.50. Just Folk, $9.50, now into $7. And again, if you're looking at something at longer odds, Swords Drawn is the best backed as far as those at longer odds are concerned, $26 into $23. So best backed Foxy Cleopatra ahead of Just Folk.
Yeah, Mark, I would imagine if we get to a soft seven tomorrow, if there's not already a line through the name, you can probably put a line through them as a winning hope.
I'd say you get to a soft six, it won't even run. So, for that reason, I've left the horse out. It would be top pick on dry ground. Ain't no deal done, but I've left it out of the numbers. On with that roughie here, Swords Drawn. I think it's got a fantastic chance. It's a horse that trolled really well before that first up zero. It was about 150 to 1. It sat behind the leader, had nowhere to go up the straight. You just had the Bedgood pair controlling the race up the front, which didn't suit Swords Drawn, but it still got home well. Gets out to 2,000 metres here, placed Warnable on a heavy track in the cup. Mike Roney won the race last year with Banker's Choice. I think that Swords Drawn has got a fantastic chance here each way to beat number one, Young Verda, who most of its wet track runs or heavy track runs are in absolute elite company. So it gets beaten, but I don't think it runs badly. I think it's got a great chance. Number 10, Captain Envious. Got a mixed bag on the wet. It's got a win on the heavy, but it's got some average runs on the heavy. It's going really well. If it gets through the ground, it can win. And 13, Fujita Sam. It's another one. I don't know how wet it handles. It's got some mixed runs on wet ground. Maybe it just always needed the blinkers. It got them last time. Wore them down for a strong win. As long as the track doesn't get too wet, I think it's in the mix also. So, look, I think 5 is a really good each-way play here. 5, 1, 10, and 13.
So what price Swords Drawn again?
$26 into $23. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's see what it is in 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That is that's a very, very juicy selection there in the Ballarat Cup for us. Just a couple here, Mark. So you've left Just Folk out of the quaddie. Is it the same thing? Barry won the concern even though the horse handles wet ground?
No, Just Folk will go forward. There looks like no pressure in the race, so I'd say you get a very soft lead. Look, it's going okay. It won. I know. Swords Drawn came out of the same race last time. It wasn't a strong race, and they got the best run in front you've ever seen. The two stablemates. It had enough on the line. It has to run 2,000 metres. It's got. Look, it'll be in front for a long way. It's got a chance. I'm just taking it on 59 kilos at the back end of 2,000.
All right. What about the second favourite, Foxy Cleopatra, who's got 2 seconds on the board since returning this campaign?
Yep, she's in the mix. She jumps quickly to 2,000 metres and gets onto wet ground. She's going well. She would be my next pick. She's got a chance. Just getting quickly to 2,000 metres may be my query there.
Mark, just a quick one on Foxy Cleopatra. She wouldn't want it too wet, I would imagine.
Well, she got that. She ran at Caulfield. I think it was a soft 7 for memory. At Caulfield, she ran home well over 2,000 metres in one of those carnival races there a couple of years ago. So she's got through that okay.
Alrighty, that's the Ballarat Cup. Just recap those numbers for us, Al.
5, 1, 10, and 13.
Alrighty, race 9 at Ballarat tomorrow is a benchmark 100 over the 1,100 metres. Looks a little bit more of an open betting affair, this one, Don.
Look, it is in the market, not so much with TAB customers. They've got a clear top pick. That's Taunting, who was put up $4.40 with us, is now into $4. It's 4 times better backed than the next best backed runner in the field, which is Sevenac on the second line of betting, who's a $6 chance. Sacred Palace is there at $6.50. Struck Buyers on the move here is $13 into $8. And Rosalia is one worth mentioning at odds, 20 $26 it was put up. It's now into $19. So Best Backed is taunting ahead of Sebenak and Rosalia.
Yeah, Michael Hickmont seems to have worked him out, and he's found his niche almost, Mark, taunting. Do you think he'll be winning tomorrow?
He's got a great chance. You remember this race last year was the one, I think, might have been Ben Ascari had to call it because the caller went down. So they should be coming out wide by now, and that's where Tawny's going to be a great spot. I've gone for another one who I think will be up near the front out wide, number 7, Zach DeBoss, who gets in with 51.5 kilos on what should be testing ground by now. No weight in that sort of ground is just vital. He's going okay. Didn't have the best of luck beyond hypothetical there last time, having trouble getting through. Has got some good soft track runs, no weight, drawn the right spot on Exact the Boss will run well. To beat number 3, Taunting, draws wide, goes forward, probably got Rosalia as your leader. Taunting just parks on it, gets a beautiful run, a length off the speed will run well. Putting in 8, Sacred Palace, long, long time between drinks. Its best form could win, but needs to get another win on the board. 11, Sebenak, didn't have much luck last time. Don't know if it handles, I don't know how wet it handles, but it could be drawn the right spot down the outside fence. And 6, Mega Mia, who's probably got a horrible draw, good recent trial, wet track, no worries, will take a great ride from gate one, but certainly if the brakes go its way, it wouldn't shock you. And Exact the Boss, good each way play in the right part of the track here. 7, 3, 8, 11, and 6.
7, 3, 8, 11, and 6 with Zachy on top there in race 9 tomorrow at Ballarat. It is 18 minutes past 7. This is the Friday form as we look at the Ballarat Cup program tomorrow. Nice to have your company here on Summer Breakfast. We'll come back, tackle the final leg of the quaddie at Ballarat, get the formula bet and the Ramaruffi. Welcome back to Summer Breakfast here on RSN 927. You're with Matt Nevitt, The Owl, Don Harley and Mark Hunter as we preview Ballarat Cup Day tomorrow afternoon. Unfortunately, the weather forecast has not been all that kind to the Ballarat Turf Club, but let's hope that they're somewhat wrong and it turns in another direction. We get a little bit of sunshine and not as much rain as we are expecting anyway for those that are attending on course tomorrow at Ballarat. We're up to race number 10 now with the preview, and it is the Haymarket, a benchmark 84. At this stage, it's a big, big field in the last, although we could be probably getting a few scratchings in the next 24 hours. Don, at this stage, what does the market look like in the final event at Ballarat?
Well, it's $6 the field. Atmosphere, the favourite, is Best Backed with us at this early stage. Had been $8, which had it as the equal third pick when prices first went up. It's now $8 into $6. Rogue Rocker on the second line of betting is $6.50 unchanged. Baldino for Team Mar Eustace, $8, now $7.50. And as I scan the rest of the market searching for other movers, Bermudez, put up at $17 with us, is now into $12. And a Ton of Grit, shows a little easy, is $10 out to $12, but it's certainly popular. Atmosphere, Best Backed. Baldino, second most popular. And Meridius, the $9 chance, third in the early punters order.
Okay, Mark, lots to choose from here in the last. Which direction are you heading?
We're going with 3 chances here. We need 2 scratchings to get number 19, Brun King, into the field. This horse comes off a break on a home track with 53 kilos after the claim. Just no weight in this sort of ground is absolutely crucial. So it's a clever claim. It's trialled well. Good horse, Brun King. You take away that last run at the end of a campaign, its form's fantastic. So Brun King to win. I think number 6, Meridius, is a big danger. It's had the 2 runs back from a spell. It was good first up. Then got onto that Caulfield track where you had to be in front. It was back. It was weaving through. Hit the line nicely for fourth. It's got 2 goes on the heavy for a first and a second. So looking for a wet track there. And 12, Atmosphere, who's got a terrific wet track record. I think it's the other winning chance. It's had a few back from a spell, ready to win. Gate 1 may be an issue by now. We're going to revel through the ground. They're the 3 I'm taking in the quaddie. I like 19. We just have to get it into the field somehow. Trouble being, they may not scratch until the day goes on as we get downgrades. 19, 6 and 12
for Mark in the last at Ballarat tomorrow. So coming home with just the 3 runners. Might get your thoughts on one in particular here, Mark. Lounge Bar Ruby, who returned with a 4th there at Flemington. Behind Ray Magnerio that day, who actually looks like a pretty nice horse. What are your thoughts tomorrow, second up with Jordan Childs in the saddle?
Yeah, quickly to 1,400 metres. So you're going from that first up run on good ground to second up. You're jumping sharply in distance to the 1,400 metres on wet ground. And I thought that might find it out.
All right, that's Lounge Bar Ruby. All right, so just the 3 runners in the last. Al, do you want to recap the entire quaddie selections for us?
Sure. First leg, we're going with 8, 3 and 6. That's race 7. Race number 8, 5, 1, 10 and 13. Third leg, race 9, 7, 3, 8, 11, and 6. And we come home in a race number 10 with 19, 6, and 12. But do keep an eye out for scratchings because there are likely to be at least a few.
Yes, absolutely. And those selections are based around a probable soft 7, or at this stage anyway, a soft 7 tomorrow. But we'll be keeping an eye out on the forecast. And if anything does change over the next 24 hours, you can always tune in to Mark on the Melbourne Form Panel tomorrow morning from 8 o'clock. So I'm pretty confident. I'm feeling like we'll get this quaddie at Ballarat tomorrow, which would be very handy to help pay for a few things in the lead up to Christmas. Mark, it'd be nice if we get the formula bet up just as we did last week as well. What are we doing with the Dino formula bet this week, and who are we playing for?
We're playing for Ben Dunlop from Mooney Ponds. And for Ben, we're steering away from the favourites because we don't want deductions. We're having $40 to win race 4, number 4, My Yankee Girl. $40 to win race 6, number 12, Oceans Above. And $40 on the All Up, race 4, number 4, into race 6, number 12.
All right, Don, what price can you get me for the Dino formula bet this week?
So race 4, number 4, My Yankee Girl, $8. Race 6, number 12, Oceans Above, $9. Put those two together, $72 with the tap. Oh,
now, that would be nice. That would be nice. I know deductions might get us if there are scratchings, but $72 at this stage, I don't think there'll be any complaints whatsoever if we can land that tomorrow afternoon at Ballarat, and that will provide for a very, very happy Christmas in the next couple of weeks. Hey, let's sting the bookies.
This is Rammer's Ruffy.
For Kia, Epic has arrived. The Kia EV9, a groundbreaking, luxurious, all-electric 7-seat SUV, redefining the game with epic technology and intelligent design.
This is the week, I reckon. We're going to get the quaddie, the formula bet, and the Rammer Ruffy up. How we round that ultimate trio off, Mark?
We're going back-to-back for Mike Moroney in the Ballarat Cup. We're going race 8, number 5, Swords Drawn. As long as we get a wet track, Matty, this is reliant on being a soft 7 at least here at Ballarat. I think Swords Drawn, well, I think Ain't No Deal Done won't run, so we will get deductions, but I think Swords Drawn, fitter for two back, no worries in the ground, strong at the back end of 2,000, will run you a great race in the Ballarat Cup.
All right, race 8, number 5 in the Ballarat Cup, Swords Drawn. Has there been a few little nibbles over the last 15 minutes, Don?
There has. Let me have a look at the tab book. At the time we did the preview, it was the 6th best backed runner. It's now the 3rd best backed runner. We've taken $4,500 in the time that we first mentioned Swords Drawn. Its current price is now $21 with us, and I reckon it's probably in for a further trim up as that money continues to come in.
Yeah, I like it. All right, that's certainly some value at this stage anyway around Ballarat Cup Day tomorrow. What has been the best backed at Ballarat tomorrow, Don, with the tab?
That's a great question. So best backed across the entire card is A Little Deep, who comes up in race number 7, currently $2.70. Sunset Dreaming has been second most popular in the first at $1.65. And the third most popular at odds comes up in race number 4, the $13 pop in Miss Baltimore.
All right, what about around the country? Have you got those handy? No? We'll come back to that. I really want to know what's been best backed over there in the West, because Mark Hunter last week, gee, we came close to getting our out wide selection on Saturday morning. Mark, have you got anything for us over in the West today? Have you heard any whispers?
I've got a few, Matty. I've got to look them up. I've been a bit laid up this week with illness, but I've got a few I need to look up today. I'm coming good, so I'll look them up today and report back in the morning.
All right, I look forward to it. We'll stay tuned for tomorrow morning's Melbourne Form Panel. Boy, oh boy, I thought we were very stiff last week over there in the West. I thought we were home, Mark.
I got out of my chair. I'm getting used to running second. I thought it was home, and a dirty, rotten thing just stuck its head up the inside.
Yes. Oh, we'll bounce back. We'll bounce back over there in the West today. And obviously, it's a big program up there in Sydney as well. We've got the $2 million Ingham, which you will be centre stage at, Don. Have you got any of those handy interstate for us?
I do. So the running of the Ingham comes up in race number 7 there at Randwick, worth $2 million. Detonator Jack is currently the 440 market favourite, but I can tell you the best backed is actually Lions Roar, who's at $8.50 with the tab. And you mentioned over there in the West, I can tell you Zaki, 6 times better back than one of the local hopes in Alsafina, and third most popular there is Bustler in the Northerly.
No real surprises, I don't think, to see Zaki as well supported as what he is there in the Group 1 Northerly Stakes. Mark, appreciate you jumping on this morning. Hopefully you're on the mend and feeling even better tomorrow morning when we go through the full Ballarat preview on the Melbourne Form Panel.
Thanks, Matty. Thank you.
Here's Mark Hunter joining us there.